You're listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
Yep, everybody, you are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt. We do have, you know, we're talking today about ways to alleviate pain. And before, when we were talking to Brian, he helps to alleviate the pain for those that are less privileged and that they kind of need a little help in life. And so, you know, I love the guy, love having him on. He's welcome on anytime. But this is a different kind of pain. Right now, we're going to start moving in toward to physical pain. And I'm really excited to talk to my next guest because she is, not only is she a best-selling author, but she's currently the president of the International Pain Foundation. Who knew that a pain foundation existed? I'm glad that I don't know, but there are plenty of people out there that do. You are the voice for the chronic pain community, Barbie. And I didn't know that as many people are suffering as they are. And no time has been more timely to have you on the show, I think, than now. Barbie Engel, please welcome everybody, Barbie, to the show. And here's another thing that we have in common. I see on your website, which, by the way, is barbieingle.com, BARBYINGLE.com, that you and I have both been to Reality Rally. And that is for people that have been, that's for people that have been on reality shows. I've been on Survivor, and so Jillian has had me to Reality Rally quite a few times.
Awesome. I've done a couple of reality shows over the years, and our show, my husband and I, his name is Ken, and I'm Barbie. So first off, thank you for having me today to talk about this important issue. But really quick on reality television, we have a show on called Extreme Time Cheaters on TLC that airs a few times a year, so for the last couple of years. So we do that, and I've done some other stuff as well. And we do the Ken and Barbie show each week. So.
That is so funny. I didn't know that, but I am going to look for it because now that I know, I'm going to look for it. So let's get back to the topic at hand, and that is pain. And I wanted to know can we talk about what happened to you that has gotten you living with chronic pain? And then we're going to move into a couple of other questions that I have, like, you know, medical bills and insurance and
perfect.
Anyway, let's just get started. You go ahead and give us an idea as to how come you're involved and why you're involved in.
I developed endometriosis back in 1997. Mm-hmm. And so it's been about 20 years that I've been living with chronic pain. And I, you know, got through endometriosis with traditional treatments, and it's more well known, and so I ended up having to have a full hysterectomy, and I thought, wow, I beat that, and I came out the other end, and although I can't have children, I have my life and my job, and I'm doing great. And I was the head cheer and dance coach at Washington State University, and I also own my own cheerleading and dance training company. And life was great. And then in 2002, I was in a minor car accident that developed. At first, they told me I had whiplash and I'd be better in 3 or 4 days. Mm-hmm. And that was 2002. Now we're in 2017. So I developed an autoimmune disease, or triggered an autoimmune disease that was already in me, called reflex sympathetic dystrophy. Reflex is anything in your body that's automatic, goes haywire. Your sympathetic system is the next part, which feels like someone put lighter fluid on you, caught you on fire, and you have a really hard time putting it out. There's only a few things that can help with that portion of it. And then dystrophy is loss of muscle and bone, and I spent almost 7 years in a wheelchair. It took 3 years to get properly diagnosed. It took 43 doctors to find the right doctor. And that's kind of high. On average, it takes patients with a chronic disease or a rare disease, approximately 5 to 7 doctors and 3 to 5 years to get a proper diagnosis. So I definitely am an extreme case. Everything that they should do, they didn't. Everything that they shouldn't do, they did. So I had a lot of complications. My rib removed. One surgeon messed up one of my lungs, so I have lung complications now. Tumors grew in my mouth from complications of medication. Had internal bleeding. Everything that could go wrong went wrong, and I had to find my own way through. And I got involved with helping other patients because I went through so much, and my family said, let's do something. It was Thanksgiving 2006, and they said, you know, it took this long to get Barbie help, and let's do something for other people because she can't be the only one that's struggling. And that's how our foundation was born.
Absolutely. She's not the only one that's struggling. So again, when I was talking about, and by the way, wow, that story alone is, that's a whole show right there.
Right.
And so let me ask you a question. Are you currently in pain?
I do have pain daily, and it's managed. My pain levels are typically in the low range, like 2 to 3 on a pain scale. But if I injure myself or a barometric pressure change comes through, my pain goes up to, with a pressure change in the weather, my pain will go up to between 4 and 6. If I injure myself, my pain can go all the way back up to a 10, where I get dystonia and my arm curls up and my foot curls up, and I have to go through infusion therapy, similar to what cancer patients do with chemotherapy. And that medication that they use for me, it's not chemo medication, it's a different medication, but it's what resets my system and helps me get my pain back under control. So I used to take daily opioid medication. I've also done NSAIDs because I didn't want to take opioids every day. I wanted to have a clear mind, and got internal bleeding from the NSAIDs. So I have been through many different treatment options, and I have found that my infusion therapy, I also use a device called oral orthotic, aquatherapy, mindfulness, practicing, you know, different techniques mentally to get through my day has helped. And I found that a multidisciplinary approach is what works best for me. There's not just one thing.
Yeah, there's no one-stop shop, I'm assuming, for everybody. It's kind of going to be different.
And people with the exact same disease can use totally different treatment options to control and manage their chronic pain. And that's one of the things that you have to learn if you are a chronic pain patient. And there's 100 million Americans who live with chronic pain. In Arizona, where I live, there's 2.4 million living with chronic pain. So it, you know, definitely is affecting you or somebody you know.
Right.
And figuring out what's best for you. Someone with the exact same disease is going to probably have different treatments that they need,
which has got to be terribly frustrating.
It's got to be
terribly frustrating when you're trying to navigate the health system and figure out what doctor is not a quack and which one knows what he's talking about, and how many doctors are really, you know, sort of approaching pain in a way that is multi, let's call it a multi-level or multi-discipline area, as you said before, with different modalities. Or I don't think there are many. I think that's something you've kind of figured out by yourself.
Yeah, I had to figure it out on my own and create a team. And so now I have a team where my primary care doctor leads the team along with myself as a patient. You know, we see our doctors for a few minutes a couple times a month, sometimes once a month, once every other month. So you have to be responsible for your own care outside of the doctor's office. And, you know, once I realized that and realized how to speak with my providers, learning the right language, you know, I would go in and say, I'm in pain, just help me, fix me, fix me, fix me. And that didn't help them fix me. When I went in and changed how I was saying it and saying, my pain is burning fire pain. Well, there's certain treatments that are known to help fire burning pain or muscle pain or bone pain. So you really have to be creative and use your adjectives to get the information across to the providers, and also realize, like you said, each provider has their own specialty of practice. So they're not necessarily going to offer you the treatments that you need. Don't be afraid to fire a doctor. Don't be afraid to move on until you've created the team that works best for you. And then also reevaluate your treatment plan every year or two so that you don't get stuck in a rut, and that you're also asking, hey, what else is out there? What else is new? Is there something that's less invasive that could help me that wasn't available 2 years ago?
Right. Now, you also wrote a book. It's called From Wheels to Heels. And by that, you mean from the wheelchair to being able to, you know, walk again in a pair of heels, which is, you know, sort of miraculous in and of itself. What is it? You know, it's a best, obviously it's a bestseller. I just would like to know, because I have not seen the book. I'd love to read it. But, you know, what is it when somebody's buying your book, what is it that you are, apart from your story, what is it that, that they're going to read about?
Well, it draws on my 20 years of research, navigating the health system, looking for answers, creating a path that's right for the individual patient, showing them the path that, that I took and the different turns and mistakes that I made as a patient, so that other people can avoid those pitfalls, and having the nerve to be heard and improve proper and timely care for the chronic pain community. It really goes into the patient education. It's good for patients, also for caregivers that don't understand what the patient is going through. The caregiver goes through all of the same things except for the physical pain, but they have the emotional pain and they have the financial stress and all of the other aspects that come along with dealing with chronic pain. And From Wheels to Heels goes through using my journey as the base, how to navigate the health system and get the best care possible so that you don't have the financial burdens or can navigate those medical bills. There's certain things, like I paid medical bills. When the doctor would send me the bill, I would pay it until I ran out of money. And then I started saying, oh, I got to negotiate. What can I do? And then I realized I was paying bills that I wasn't even due to pay. And I realized that your insurance sends you a statement called an explanation of benefits. And that tells you what you're responsible for, and they negotiate for you. And I didn't know that. And so the doctor a lot of times would send me my bill, still even today, they'll send me my bill before the insurance has processed. And once you send that check into the doctor's office, you're not getting any money back. You know, you have to really fight to get, you're like, wait, but that was higher than my patient responsibility.
That's a great point. And so, I would have never thought of that. That's a really great point.
So we want to be on top of our bills. Well, when you are a chronic pain patient, I've had over $1 million in medical bills, and luckily insurance has covered 80% of that.
Oh, wow.
But it did wipe me out to the point where I went down to food stamps. I used to live in a really awesome neighborhood that is, you know, known across the country as like the place to live.
Right.
And now I'm living out in the desert because of medical bills. And as my medical bills piled up, I went to more affordable housing, and you know, I spent time on food stamps, and I've had to learn to negotiate my medical costs and learn to participate with my insurance company, with my pharmacist, with my team of doctors, with everybody involved, so that I get the care that I need, don't get cut off from future treatment because I can't afford the bills and the medications and things that I need. And the biggest thing was looking at your explanation of benefits, working with your insurance company and working with your provider offices, with their billing offices, to make sure, you know, 8 out of 10 bills has a mistake. That's according to JCO.
Wow.
8 out of 10 bills has a mistake. If your name is misspelled on your doctor bill when they submit to insurance, you don't get the same coverage as if your name was correct, or your social security number or your ID number for that insurance company is correct. One number off and you get different. You get a different bill. You get different coverage.
So everybody, we're about ready to go to break. We're about ready to go to break, Barbie. But I do want to remind everybody that we're talking about the book that she wrote called From Wheels to Heels. All the information, I'm assuming that, you know, she just told us is in the book. And so let's tell everybody how we can get the book. We go to your website.
You can get it from BarbieEngle.com. You can get it anywhere books are sold. Any bookstore can get it for you. And also Amazon is one of the quickest, easiest ways to get it. And you can, on Amazon, you can also get it in digital format as well.
Okay. You are here in the limelight with Clarissa Bird on Voice America's Influencers Channel. Everybody hang on, because we are going to be right back with Barbie Engle.
The stories. Be motivated. Be inspired. Join us today. Voice America Influencers.
Do you feel shackled to your business? Do you feel that there is no room for anything else, like a personal life, family, fun? Did you know that there is another way? Listen for The Unshackled Life with host Aaron Scott Young. We'll discuss what helps your business work better for you so that you get to have a life. Aaron Young has been starting and running companies for over 30 years. It's time for you to finally have the time, money, and freedom that you've always wanted. The Unshackled Life. Mondays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Voice America Influencers.
Want to improve your health, business, and life just by listening to a radio show? Well, we can at least move you in the right direction. Listen for Spotlight, the Allison H. Larson Show. Each week, Allison will speak with amazing guests and find out what's changed their lives and how they are changing the lives of others. From beauty to health to business and personal relationships, we're here to inspire you to live your life of passion. Listen every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Influencers Channel.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
This is the Voice America Influencers Channel. Be inspired.
You are listening to In the Limelight with Clarissa Burt. You can call into the program at 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Or send an email to info@clarissaburt.com. Now back to In the Limelight.
We're back on the line with Barbie Engel. And you, again, can take a look at the website, Barbie, B-A-R-B-Y-I-N-G-L-E. Go take a look at the website because, again, you can find her book there, From Wheels to Heels, but lots of other information. And it does bring to mind the movie Cake that I had seen. It's an extraordinary movie with Jennifer Aniston, and it does talk about a woman, I believe she was a stunt coordinator, that got hurt while she was working. And then lived in chronic pain thereafter. I want to ask you a question, though, about chronic pain, because I know that when I've been in chronic pain for a short amount of time, whether it be an abscessed tooth, and by the way, I dealt with endometriosis for 35 years, so wow. I'm with you, sister. I get that. And yeah. When I was 12 years old, I was already on narcotics. So I get what you mean. Got it. What about the mental aspect of continuous pain? What about the depression that sets in? Because I know it happened to me. I can only imagine that.
And you said it exactly right. The depression comes, it's situational. It comes from losing the things in your life that defined you, that you were all about, that, the pain changes your brain. So you, not only depression, but you can also develop anxiety disorders, and you can also develop PTSD. Mm-hmm. And especially if you receive mistreatment or undertreatment or overtreatment at provider offices and at our emergency rooms across the country. Mm-hmm. So it affects every aspect of your life, and the mental aspects have to be addressed. You can't just say, I'm in pain, and if I wasn't in pain, I'd be better. Well, you are in pain, so let's come up with some tools and techniques that can address the emotional aspects of living with chronic pain, living with any chronic disease or illness, that it recognizing that it does take a toll on you, and that you have to reach out and seek out help and the tools that you need, whether it's mindfulness or cognitive therapy, group therapy, support groups, whatever it is that you need to help you get through, learn those tools and recognize that it does affect you. Spiritually, emotionally, your mental health is important. And if you can address the mental aspects of living with a chronic disease, with especially involving chronic pain, where it affects how you think, your cognitive function, your short-term memory. These are all things that are affected when you have a chronic pain.
And it's a triple whammy because we had said before.
If you're like, I don't understand. If you don't have pain or you don't have someone close to you, which most of us do, but if you don't understand, take a bag clip, a chip clip, and put it on one of your fingers and try to walk around and live life and pay attention and listen to what's going on around you with that clip on your finger. That's what it's like when you have chronic pain, and usually it's not just in your finger, it's in a major area, or for me it's full body. But just to get a glimpse of what we go through, put that clip on your finger and see how long it takes before you can't concentrate, before you can't pay attention, before it's like, I gotta get this thing off my finger, and that's all you're focused on, is getting that thing off your finger.
Well, just the chronic pain itself physically is a full-time job. And then when you add the mental aspect to that and, you know, as we had said before, the depressive and anxiety issues, you know, that arise. And then the third aspect of having the people around you being affected, right? They are affected. And then you knowing how affected they are by your pain. This is like a triple whammy. This is really very hard to manage. And I'm so glad for the people that you're able to help, through the foundation, the International Pain Foundation that you guys started up 12, 13 years ago, I think you had said.
Yes.
And for the book that, you know, again, From Wheels to Heels, everybody go take a look again at BarbieEngle.com. You can get the book there. And as she had said in many other places, but you know, this is a full-time job.
It's a full-time effort, and luckily I'm not alone. Through the International Pain Foundation, I volunteer as well. My family started the foundation, but now we have volunteers all over the world and delegates, people who are involved that are volunteering their time as well through our peer-to-peer mentoring program. We also have an advisory board with medical professionals. We do access to care. We do community work. We do awareness campaigns for the public, and we do comprehensive learning, education, resources online and printed materials that we send out to patients, especially new patients that are just learning to navigate the system. And without the help of our delegates and our volunteers around the world, I wouldn't be able to do what I do, especially living with chronic pain myself. A lot of times patients will call and when they realize that the person who answers the phones to help with the peer-to-peer mentoring is a patient or a caregiver of a patient, it really helps them feel understood a lot of times for the first time, because like you said, the people in their family are trying to navigate the system as well. And if we don't know how to set the expectation with our family and our friends and our caregivers, then we don't get the help that we need, and our caregivers don't get the help that they need. All of us have new needs when it comes to having a family member with chronic pain.
Right. I wanted to ask you, you know, how chronic pain affects society. And I think we know, especially because of the opioid epidemic recently. Why don't you give us a couple of words around what's going on with that?
Well, chronic pain affects 100 million Americans. The opioid epidemic is affecting 2.8 4 million Americans, which is a lot of Americans. But when you look at the big picture, 30 million Americans on opioid medication doing it right, 100 million Americans in chronic pain, that means only one third are actually in pain and taking medication. The other two thirds are doing alternative treatments and integrative care or not getting treated at all. And so we're seeing increase in suicide because patients aren't getting the treatments that they need, both on the addict side as well as on the chronic pain side. And there is two issues that are overlapping. And we have to find a way to address the challenges in the chronic pain community as well as in the addict community so that everybody is getting the care that they need. And, you know, whether it's stopping step therapy practices and delayed care through prior authorization practices from insurance companies or having more access to care with treatment options being available to patients that are more affordable or that their insurance will cover, really will help patients across the board, whether they're dealing with addiction, chronic pain, or both.
Wow. What I was telling you before when we went to break about, and this is just a quick sidebar, but one that I feel is very important is when you go to clarissaburt.shop, which is not yet online fully, but it will be in another week or so, you'll see that there's the greater good section. And one of the charities that I'll be helping is a charity called Bridget's Path. And this is an organization that is helping the babies that are being born to the opioid epidemic. And there are so many of them, and they have to have a very, very special type of treatment in order to get over the addiction at the very beginning of their lives. So, the ramifications and the branches of pain and chronic pain and the use and misuse of painkillers are that could be a whole nother show, Barbie. And unfortunately, we are almost at the end of my show. I got a minute to go. If you have a last thought. I'd like to hear it. And then BarbieEngle.com, everybody, BarbieEngle.com. Go ahead.
And my final thought would be there is hope and there is help. So please reach out and seek out and talk to other people. Share your story. Check out internationalpain.org. You can find that through my website, barbieengle.com, or just Google International Pain or International Pain Foundation. And thank you so much for having me on to talk about this important issue. And
very
like you said, it could go in a million different ways, but there is hope and there is help for every way that is needed.
So wonderful to have you on, Barbie. Thank you so much. When I get back to Phoenix, you and I are going to have coffee together. Everybody, you have been in the limelight with Clarissa Burt on the Voice America's Influencers channel. Again, I thank A-Rod for making me sound much better than I probably am. Until next week. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thank you for joining your host, Clarissa Burt, for In the Limelight. Be sure to come back for another great show next Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time and 11 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Influencers Channel. Make this your week.